building thriving Black neighborhoods, businesses, churches, spaces for family, to grow communities, is a hallmark of Black American growth and Black American identity. When what we have built doesn't match the acceptable form of beauty, of what whitewashed excellence and success looks and feels like, change is considered. Who gets to live and grow and build there is restructured, reconfigured. Undesired by some, became a home for many, a space to grow roots and build for Black people and their families, a space to turn another person's disregarded to opportunity for ideas to be born and community to be started. At the center of starting, of building, of growing something that can outlive itself is the pursuit of education for the next generation. This is how Brooklyn would build itself. A community like this was built out of necessity, a need for those who might need a safe haven just to exist, a space to learn and love, a safe place to live. Brooklyn was built one business, one church, one school, one Black person at a time, a big deal in the segregated South, home to those from all walks of life, giving love and opportunity to those once cast out, to those once left behind. Even within the prosperity, the hope for what was and what could be, existed the reality of a community coping to exist through the side effects of the truth of a dark history. The dark spots provided an excuse to urban renewal Brooklyn out of the picture, make it more digestible for the affluent. Another Black community destroyed. The divide grows thicker. Building after building comes down. Schools and churches, homes too. Businesses leveled, memories removed. Displacement at its core. Redistribution of those who call Brooklyn home. Move them like pieces on an economic development game board as they seek stability while their memories are gone. Keep the legacy alive, the people would say. Document the story of the community with images and plays, museums and stories, reunions and gatherings, unrecognizable to those who once lived there, a ghost town to its former inhabitants. And that's what displacement does. That's what urban renewal has done. Brooklyn was home and community to many, the only option for growth and development for some. In its history lives the narrative that can never be replaced. In a hope for future justice and citywide accountability, we speak the stories so that legacy isn't erased.